USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines Saturday morning by a 50-49 vote. Before the final vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the Democrats for rushing through a bill without any GOP support. He said the previous five stimulus bills were written with bipartisan support, but he accused Democrats of taking advantage of a crisis for this measure.
Five rescue packages totaling $4 trillion, and none of them got fewer than 90 votes. The Senate wrote the CARES Act, Republicans and Democrats shoulder to shoulder. That was the road to real pandemic relief, but Democrats actually wanted, Mr. President, something else. They explained their intent very clearly, to exploit this crisis, quote, as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A member of the UK's royal family remains hospitalized after a recent surgery. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Britain's Prince Philip is recovering after undergoing a medical procedure for a heart condition at a London hospital, where he's been for more than 2 weeks, according to Buckingham Palace. Officials said doctors performed the unspecified surgical procedure on him after he'd spent several days in the hospital for what was described as a precautionary measure. Prince Philip, who turns 100 in June, was originally taken to King Edward VII's hospital in London and was later transferred to a hospital which specializes in cardiac care. Prince Philip and the Queen have been living at Windsor Castle instead of Buckingham Palace due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
In a statement, Buckingham Palace said Prince Philip will remain in hospital for several more days for rest and recuperation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York's legislature passed a bill Friday limiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers as the governor is facing accusations of sexual harassment and an alleged cover-up of COVID deaths in the state's nursing homes. The state's attorney general recently began an investigation into the accusations from three women, but Congresswoman Claudia Tenney doesn't want the nursing home scandal to be forgotten about. The New York Republican tells Fox News that new reporting makes the governor's actions look even worse.
But I don't want any of this to overshadow how serious the cover-up of the nursing home scandal is and the falsification of records, which has just been revealed by a Wall Street Journal article that Governor Cuomo's staff and Governor Cuomo, and certain his entire inner circle was aware of this, have covered up the tragic deaths of nursing home residents and his failed policy, all while he was writing a book about his great leadership during this period of time. So I do take these sexual harassment cases seriously, but there is due process. But these people who died in nursing homes aren't getting their due process right now. And in fact, the governor won an Emmy for his performances on news every single day during this crisis.
And top 25 action in college basketball on the final weekend of the regular season. Number 17, Oklahoma State took out number 6, West Virginia, 85-80. Number 4, Illinois beat number 7, Ohio State, 73-68. And number 20, Loyola Chicago moved on to the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, knocking off Indiana State, 65-49. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.